Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Who are you, man next to me?
The man next to you is John, and I'm the drummer of Avatar, and who are you asking?
I am Johannes, the vocalist from Avatar, and you're listening to Talking Metal.
Hey, this is Mark Striegel, and we are backstage, or back in a barn, I should say, at the Rock and Derby in upstate New York, about half hour outside of Albany, New York. And I'm here with my wife, Emily, and we are just having such a blast so far. Emily, how are you?
I'm feeling right at home because we're literally on 4-H fairgrounds. Yeah. And this is, I grew up in the Midwest, in Indiana. This was my life. Like, I lived for the 4-H fair. I didn't have any farm animals, but all my friends did. And they would all auction off their cows, and then they would cry. And they would get more money the more they cried. Good memories for the 4-H fair for me.
Emily always tells me about 4-H fairs and 4-H grounds, and I always have absolutely no clue what she's talking about. But I'm getting educated today, because the 4-H grounds here have been turned into a hard rock, heavy metal festival, and there are so many great bands playing. We had Clutch play yesterday, Lamb of God played last night. We just spoke with Anthrax, which I'm going to get that interview to you soon. Another interview with Charlie Benante from Anthrax. Sebastian Bach is about to take the stage. We're heading over to check that out. And Emily, actually tomorrow, let me just finish up here. Megadeth, 6 a.m., Collective Soul, Dokken. Cannot wait to see them. But Emily, before we head over to check Sebastian Bach out, you earlier in the day caught Avatar. Let's talk about them. How were they?
They were awesome. They came out, and it's very theatrical, very Marilyn Manson-esque, I would say, especially the lead singer. I forgot to ask him about his tongue. I wanted to ask him. The dude has a tongue. I think it's got to be longer than Gene Simmons, for sure. I got pictures of it. We'll have to post one online. It's frightening.
Cool. We're going to have Emily's interview with Avatar here on the podcast today. And we're also going to have her photos up in the show notes on TalkingMetal.com. So be sure to check those out. And so we're going to get into the interview right now. We're going to hear a little Avatar, followed by Emily Striegel's interview with Avatar at the Rockin' Derby 2016, upstate New York, on Talking Metal. Let's do it.
We'll be right back.
This is Emily Striegel reporting for Talking Metal. I'm here with Avatar, Johannes Eckerström and John Alfredson.
Very good.
All right. Wonderful. Excellent. Well, welcome. It's wonderful to have you here. You had a great set today. How do you feel about it, how everything went?
Feel good. It's from the lame practical standpoint of talking about a set. It was the perfect gig weather today, like no sun, because that makes me fry, because I'm a vampire, and I really enjoyed it. I had more energy than I usually do. Oxygen is very useful.
Yeah, I think the band that went on before you guys, and it was fairly empty. It filled up really quick for you guys. You guys have a pretty good fan base then here in the States.
It seems so, yeah. It's growing exponentially, and that is like we've been around for ages back in Europe and especially in Sweden, but over here everything has happened during the last four years. Everything has happened on 4 years. So every time we come back here, it's just getting bigger and bigger, and
Yeah, the energy was fantastic coming from the audience, at least from my perspective. I hope you guys felt it up there as well. So you just came from Rock on the Range in Ohio yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how did that go?
Good.
Was that your first time playing Rock on the Range? Or
no, we were there 2 years ago. It was the first time. We played this tiny little, standing on top of a pickup truck. And that was our first major festival thing we did here in the States, and we didn't expect anything. I didn't feel we were in a place to expect or demand that anyone would show up, but then we broke that attendance record for that stage, so good start. And they upgraded us for this year, so we got a more proper stage, and
very cool.
Lots of people. It was cool.
Very cool. So are you doing mostly the festival circuit? Are you doing some dates on your own this summer?
This summer. Now we're wrapping up this European, this American tour, which we've been here for 3 weeks. We're going to be here for another week with all the festivals. And in between, we're doing headline shows. And as soon as that's done, we're going over to Europe and festival season in Europe, all the big festivals over there.
Busy. It's good to be busy. Yeah. So tell me about your 2016 release, Feathers and Flesh. This is a concept album. I want to hear about this. I want to hear the concept, the story. This is intriguing to me. Tell me a little bit.
Well, what we did, we wrote a fable about an owl who goes to work to stop the sun from rising, and the sun is represented of this eagle fella, and this owl, she's the queen of the night, a nocturnal huntress, a night creature, and as far as she can remember and perceive the world, there's only ever been night. But this particular night, the owl shows up and proclaims the sun is about to rise, your rule will end, my kingdom will come, you need to step aside. And she cannot accept the idea of not being this, the apex predator. She cannot accept the idea of time moving and things changing. And she figures, if I kill the eagle, I will stop time from and stop this change from happening. And of course she fails miserably, meeting lots of other animals along the way with their own, ideas and frame of minds and point of views and everything, as in any fable. And potentially she could have learned a lot, but at the end of the day she learns very, very little.
That sounds a little discouraging.
It's not a happy story.
No, I think that would fit the whole theme. I think that sounds really, really interesting. And the fans seem to be very receptive to it as well. Are you playing most of this? Are you playing the entirety? No.
No. What we are doing is you have the concept of the album, but then you have the concept of what Avatar is as a whole. And so now the step one for us was to be able to, at the same time as you have this elaborate story thing going on in the album, it comes with a book that you can read into, read what's going on and all that. But at the same time, what's important for us to make really strong standalone tracks as well, metal anthems. We're a heavy metal band. And with that, it was more important to be able to, take a couple of the songs into the set list and make it blend and work with what Avatar has been and is going to become. And this band is so awesome. Did you hear that?
Yeah, awesome. We've been listening to this band. Who's on stage right now? We're admiring this.
I heard Rings of Saturn, I was told they were called, and we're going to check them out. This is cool.
Yeah. Well, I won't take too much more of your time, but I want to ask you one more question. So, favorite band to share a bill with? Do you have one? That's a tough question, right? I always ask a tough one.
When it comes to touring with friends and stuff, I must say Hardcore Superstar. Yeah. When it comes to what you do the rest of the day, they're like good friends of ours that we love into the tour. They were recently here in the States, mostly been doing things like in Europe and Japan and stuff. But, you know, great band and great, great guys to share a bill with, because then we have fun.
Very cool. And for those of our fans for Talking Metal who are not familiar with Avatar, what song should we start with?
I could maybe start with the entire album.
We start with the entire album.
Yeah, no. Put on Regret is like the intro track, and that goes straight into House of Eternal Hunt. So,
and then you'll be hooked.
Yeah.
And then they will be hooked.
I dare you to turn it off after that.
I dare you. Well, I was hugely impressed. It's my first time seeing you guys. I really, really enjoyed it. I think we should take a walk over, listen to some Rings of Saturn. Thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What you just heard was Avatar here on Talking Metal. Emily, we're 600 episodes in right now to Talking Metal, and I think this is the first interview you've ever done for us. And it was good. It was real good. Why have you not done any interviews before then? I've tried to pull you into the loop here.
I'm not a good talker, and you know why I did the
That's
interview?
Not true. I listened to the interview. It was good. It was really good.
Do you want to know why it was good? Because I've had like 2 beers.
Okay, right.
So that's it. I need a couple beers before I can open up. And then you can't shut me up.
Good. Well, I thought it was a great interview, and it's a great festival. Rock and Derby. We got Anthrax coming up later tonight. So right now, let's get into a little Anthrax. This is Indians off of the Among the Living record. We just met Joey Belladonna. I'm going to post a picture of Emily with Avatar in today's show notes. I'm going to post a picture of Emily with Joey Belladonna in today's show notes. And I'm going to post 3 or 4 pictures of Avatar set that Emily took in the photo pit here at the Rock and Derby Festival. We're having a great time, seeing a lot of old friends, and that'll be it for today. And here is Indians by Anthrax. Thanks for joining us, Emily.
See ya.
Follow Emily on Twitter. Thanks, guys. Support us. Use those Amazon links, PayPal donations. You know the drill. Thanks. This is Indians by Anthrax. Classic Anthrax.